We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody, as we're waiting now on some more guests here. Looks like it might be a bit of a waiting day here with the Panthers in the last hour. We're expected to have Sergei and Alexander Barkov join us, so we'll see if new goalie and that scoring machine is able to come by here and spend some time with us here before the end of the show. Dan Fouts is also expected to join us here in this 9 o'clock hour. He's going to be on the call. Part of the call for the Miami Dolphins and the New England Patriots Sunday, 1 o'clock here at Hard Rock Stadium. So, anyway, we've been talking a lot about that and all the other stuff and how much better and can this team be as it goes on. And, you know, so everybody's saying, well, Brian Flores knows the Patriots really well. Well, yeah, but it doesn't mean he's got any better players. I mean, he's still got to go out with the same guys. Question is, what kind of adjustments can you make? I don't know if the players can all of a sudden play any better because the same group of guys going to play. So then it gets down to the system you're going to run and who you're going to help and whether you decide to blitz or you drop back and pick your poison against Tom Brady, who, by the way, we've had really good defenses and struggled against Tom Brady. And so not a good matchup getting ready for this one.
What's the game plan at the quarterback position at this point? Because I think that's something obviously everyone's looking at, right? And why is Josh Rosen not playing? What advantage do you have by playing Ryan Fitzpatrick? I mean, clearly you're probably going to lose these games no matter what. Why not put this guy out there and see what he has? I think that's what fans – if you want to give fans something to watch, right, because the product is basically unwatchable at this point, you put that guy out there and see what he has
I would start Fitzpatrick again.
You would?
Oh, yeah. Not even
for
close.
Why? For what purpose?
I thought Fitzpatrick was a lot better running around for his life than Rosen was. Rosen came right in through an interception, like throwing downfield.
But now, you can't throw him into a game when you're down by 35 points or whatever it was at that time. Like it's not going to help him, and you're not going to see what you have with him.
How about the reaction?
You think we're going to be able to see what we had with him?
I think you get a little better look if you start the guy. And give him an opportunity to start and at least from him.
So now let me ask you, now that you've seen it, you saw a guy, 15-year experience, played unbelievable to lose by 7 touchdowns. What do you think Josh Rosen was going to do in that game?
No, I understand they're going to lose every game they play, and by a lot. I understand that, but I still want to see what you have with this young quarterback.
We got 16
Because that's
games,
the whole point.
Man. We got
16. We're tanking for another quarterback, right? Why not see if the guy you have on your roster currently can play at any level? It makes no sense to me.
Coach Q, how you doing?
Not going to work.
No, it didn't work. He didn't even barely turn.
He didn't even look at you.
He threw bait out there.
Matter of fact, he might as well say, kiss my ass when he just walked by.
He probably just thought it was a fan.
He was going, such a teaser here, man.
Yeah.
Realize that there's a reason I haven't done a lot of these out here with the Panthers here. But it's great being out. Listen, it's great being out.
You're just happy to be out of the studio today.
Being out of the studio and the fraudulent place that it is and has become. So it's just good with all the things going on. I don't know if anybody knows or cares, but yeah, it's just nice. It's been therapy to get out of there one day.
You got a little sidetracked there.
Yeah.
Close and everything else that's going on. Yeah, so I don't know. Listen, if you want Josh Rosen to start, what's it matter, Joe? You lose by 49 or 79. What's it matter?
Don't say 79.
No, but seriously, what do you have to lose by starting the guy? You have nothing to lose.
How about the reaction that Josh Rosen got when he entered the game? There was a big roar.
And within 2 seconds, he threw an interception down the field.
You've already cheated your fans basically out of a season, right? By trading away all your players?
Why
not give them something?
I don't think a majority of our fans, I know I didn't. Listen, I didn't expect it. But the fans who have looked at the roster – and the ones I heard before the game going, hey, you know, we're not going to be as bad as I heard that over. We're not going to be as bad as everybody thinks. And then, you get your heart broken when you play that badly.
How about the people that thought they had a chance against the Ravens last week before the game?
So that's what I mean.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Sneak a win out.
No, I'm walking in, and they're going, hey, we got a chance. You know, if this happens, that happens. And then you realize after a couple of plays, you've got no shot. So yeah, that's a tough one. That's tough. And I know they want to see Josh Rosen and nothing else. You know what, Hollywood? I'll guarantee you a lot more people agree with you. Like, just put him out there and let him run for his life. I'd rather see this offensive line get a little better, play with Fitzpatrick, and then we can have this – then play Josh Rosen.
I just, at this point, need a reason to watch. Like, right. If it's going to look like it looked last week every single week, what am I watching for at this point?
I'll take the third take on
like
here.
Like, throw on red zone and you
Josh
show Rosen's some highlights.
Josh Rosen's not going to make me watch any more than Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's the honest truth.
But it's the only thing that I can think
right.
of. Like,
no, I understand
if
that.
If you told me Josh Rosen's starting on Sunday, like, all right, I want to tune in because I want to see what's going to happen here. But now it's like, all right, Fitzpatrick's going out there again. Give me red zone, and we'll put the Dolphins on the background.
After 1 week, they're going to have a hard time getting anyone to watch this
game.
I
just think Josh Rosen would have been awful if he played in that game. First of all, in fairness to him and Fitzpatrick, I was glad to see the offensive coordinator come out and say Fitzpatrick played unbelievable considering we didn't block for him. I was like, thank you for saying. Although I did hear somebody, which coach said, hey, the offensive line didn't play that badly. Like, really? Okay, if that's where our standards are, then I'm with you, man. If that's what you're saying, and you expect him to be brutal with all the changes you made before, but I just don't think it's fair to Josh Rosen right now. And I think you can get the same look if he plays 12 games, 11 games. Those guys will be better. Believe it or not, they'll all get a little bit better where you can go out. He's going to start a lot of games. He is going to start a lot of games. And you'll have plenty. Hey, I'll be honest with you, too. I think the fact that he ain't starting is already telling you. I agree with people starting to say this. They've already checked out on him and saying, our quarterback's in this college draft.
Right.
It's not on this football
He's
team.
One of those three or four guys that possibly get drafted. Somebody tweeted at us, tell Hollywood the reason to watch the Finns this week is to see if Brady and the Patriots can put up 100 points.
The Ravens could have.
I don't know.
They would have kept their starters out there. They would have put up 100 points.
Robert Griffin III had a pretty good quarterback rating at the end.
I don't disagree. If you can't watch that, it's hard to watch.
It's terribly hard to watch.
Last week was tough to watch.
Right.
Unless you had money on the game.
I thought some of those games of Baltimore on the road in past years and the Buffalo game last year.
That was rough.
Was pathetic.
Yeah.
But this was.
Well, you were done at the end of the first quarter. The game was over.
This was done. And honestly, it never. Never really let up. And by the way, a couple of fourth downs you end up turning the ball over. They run a fake on you, so they get fresh downs anyway.
That was the
and they got
punch
to play
the
on a short field a couple of times. So that wasn't good. No, there was nothing good and no point. And then on top of it, the guys you expect to be good didn't play good. Guy that returns kicks, fumbles. So that wasn't good. A young receiver has a chance to – everybody's talking about he wants more touchdowns, and he had one. He should have had two. Drops one in the end zone on a perfect pass by Fitzpatrick before a safety could come over. So, yeah, I am with everybody and about – yeah, that's hard to watch. It's really hard to watch. The hardest product I've seen since I've been here to watch. Even in those 1-15s, that ranks right up there. Well, it was worse.
It was worse. I think it was worse.
There was nothing good about it. Yeah. It wasn't like you go, well, we're going to get a bunch of stops. And the 1-15 defense at times was okay. But, man, this thing, it's bad in so many different areas last week. It was bad on the O-line, which right there killed everything else. Defensive line struggled to stop the run, no pass rush, and the coverage down the field. And then special teams did nothing. That's a bad combination. I mentioned almost every part of the team is bad. That puts you in a real bad, bad situation. We got to go to break here. We got a lot of stuff going on, waiting to see if we're going to get a couple Florida Panthers players. And Dan Fouts is expected to join us to talk some football coming up here before we go. And who knows? If not, we'll just keep on yapping. And we do have 560-22 for all your text messages as well. All right, welcome back here. As we were hoping, we got just a few minutes left that we were gonna.
My fingers are still crossed.
So we'll see if we get it. They're going through physicals and stuff now. Listen, man, just to get out of the the studio today. We probably all needed a rest from each other with everything going on. Probably a good idea. So anyway, we are live here at the BB&T Center. It's a little lonely, I'm not going to lie to you. It's a little bit lonely here.
We got the guy fixing the elevator.
We got Steph here. We got the elevator guy working to get this thing going up and down.
I heard a loud noise.
Hollywood came out here to get some freebies today, which he was able
to
get.
He did. Did he take my hat also? I think I had a hat also.
And so everybody.
He got a freebie. He's okay.
Everybody.
They got breakfast and a hat, this guy.
Everybody made out.
That's why I came.
Exactly.
We just said that. So how are we looking? We only got a few minutes here. What's
your percentage at now?
Well, what's the chances?
60?
60%.
Yeah.
60%. Wow. 10 minutes. In the next 10 minutes, you think it's 60%.
Is that traffic or weather, the 60%?
Weather, it's actually 30% chance of rain today, which is what I said. And I might be wrong on that one because I see a lot of clouds rolling in.
There's no more sun in our face.
So my percentages could be off today.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I'm going 16.
Usually good with those.
Yeah.
Well, it's every minute it drops, obviously.
Yeah.
Are you?
I know we're on radio, but if you saw Joe's face. Oh, my God.
No, I was just thinking, these guys all walk by.
I think there's a 60% chance we see Coach Q again walk by us.
Kind of invited us out here.
Or Dale Talon.
Kind of invites you to the party and nobody talks to you. You know, have you ever had that happen?
We even got blown off by Dave Hyde. Come on.
Well that was for a good reason.
Yeah, Dave didn't want to deal with Omar stuff today. Yeah.
He would have gladly came on.
Does Omar take a day off from social media and go, you know what, maybe I'm just going to leave it alone for a day or really focus?
No, he's been on social media today.
Yeah, I think it's like the Belichick thing, no days off.
Right. He's not hitting that TNT wall. He's going. He's full strength.
Man, I got to tell you, for the guys, and Antonio Brown, I think, has made us all aware of the fact that a lot of people are addicted to getting their opinions out there and doing social media stuff, whether it's a like or something, and you just can't help yourself. You can't just look at it and read it. You have to get involved. It's almost like an addiction for certain people.
It is.
And they just can't help themselves. Just can't do enough and keep going. By the way, the other story that we didn't talk about was the United States losing to France in the NBA. The one sport that we've owned. And you know what? Usually in the past, I would have been really bummed out because there are some really good players on the team. Let's not make it sound like they don't have some really good players. Now, and I know the first 20 guys – it became a trend and everybody was on the team and then backed out and they were doing it and they were all following each other.
Yeah, but when Harrison Barnes is your leading minute, guy on your team, that's not a good thing.
I mean, it's a competitive team that they put out there,
but
right?
It's not a very
but the other
good country, team.
The problem is the other countries have gotten good at basketball.
Man. They had some good players, but how many
no, they had some very good players.
Really good player.
Donovan Mitchell, Kemba Walker.
They had some good players.
Okay, but what else?
The problem is the other countries are good now.
Right.
It's not like it used to be where those guys would roll out whatever stiffs used to play in their pro leagues. Now NBA players are playing for all these other teams, so it's a little bit more difficult.
We put our best players on the court, we're not losing a game.
Yeah, you put it together an NBA dream team, you're never going
to lose.
I don't
blame those guys that they want to give up their whole summer.
Right, yeah. I understand that.
No, those guys got to come back after losing. They're going to get ripped.
Ripped.
And then they're going to go back and play. So, I mean, I get, I'll tell you who I give the biggest hall pass to of all. LeBron James has played so many basketball games and so many extra seasons by going to the finals so many times. There's a guy, and I think that's why this year, whether he needed to or not, he shut it down, and then he shut it down in the offseason, too, to get his body right so he can make it through and get back to where he was before he got injured and we kind of forgot about him as his Laker team wasn't very good. I don't have a problem with some of those guys, man. They play so much basketball.
LeBron shouldn't play. He's out on a yacht right now, by the way, sailing around Italy.
Yeah.
You follow him on Instagram. That's where he's at right now.
Yeah.
But if you add LeBron and Kawhi to that team that just played
in the
tournament, they win the tournament.
It's not that important. Is it the Olympics?
No,
it's not important.
They already qualified for the Olympics, so it doesn't matter.
And you look at that the team from France, and they've got some guys that are pretty darn good there. So anyway, we will go. Anyway, we got just a few minutes there. How you doing, Joe Rose? Nice to see you. Hey, how you doing? So anyway,
Man, I'm already intimidated. Why? I'm already intimidated.
You're not going to fight anybody.
Yeah, but if he's going to – listen, I'm already intimidated. No, you're okay? Okay, good. Sean Thornton sitting down with us for a second. He came
Sean,
in the studio with beer
way,
for us,
and
I was intimidated.
You saved the force because we were looking like we were going to get shut out this 9 o'clock hour.
No,
one of the greatest save guys of all time. So I want to ask you, first of all, I ask everybody this question, man. You were 20 years in the minors and on the big teams. This is all you've ever known. It's been a big part of your life. And then finally it comes to an end. You say all the right things. Hey, it's great. I'm looking forward to my next, you know, whatever next thing's going to be in my life. How hard was it, man?
I threw my skates in the garbage. I couldn't wait to take them off my
feet.
Wow. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. Haven't put them on since. Well, actually, that's a lie. I had to put them on for an alumni event and thing with a partner when we brought a girl from Barbados over to skate with us, but I have not touched them since.
You're such a big Kim. You're probably like me. Like, I love the locker room. I love flying with the guys, being there, card games, drinking, chasing, whatever we were doing. I'm not married to her anymore. I mean, it didn't work, so it's easy. I'm a real tough guy, man, so it's fine. So yeah, like, that stuff. People go, oh, did you miss? I go, some of the games, I missed all the other stuff, being around the guys. Is that an adjustment?
So I'm lucky. I still get to travel with the team every once in a while. I get with partners. If there's some meetings in the NHL offices or whatever, I still get to travel every once in a while. I'm lucky that way. So hanging with the guys, you know what? I got two young kids now. I got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, so I'm not sure I would have been able to pull off the same stuff I was doing earlier anyways,
no,
going
out
with the guys and stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm loving what I'm doing here, and I really mean that. I know people just give you the stock answer mostly when they retire, but I honestly could not wait to
get
rid of them.
Well, you're still playing it, be around, and
I have a vested interest in
this
team, yes, and I still talk to those guys all the time.
You you expect as much out of this team this year as everybody else. Like, what else can you do, man? You bring in a top-notch coach from Chicago. It's got a track record. People bitch about the goalie play and injured goalie.
Yep.
You go out and get the best guy money can. Like,
yeah,
ownership. Is there anything left?
Ownership, all in. I mean, this summer they pushed all their chips into the middle of the table, and we expect big things, as does the rest of the market, and I think the rest of the league from what people are telling me. So I'm looking forward to a great season.
Sean, you got a chance now down here, and we talked to Matt Caldwell. We talked to Randy Moeller earlier also to kind of
Sorry about your luck.
Don't worry.
Yeah, that's what we got. Yeah. Randy, that's it. Yeah. But wait, no, my whole thing is, and we've brought it up a million times on the show today, with other teams in the market kind of down, kind of rebuilding, kind of retooling, you have the most talented guys in the market. You have a couple guys on this team that are not just the best here in South Florida, but top 10 players, top 20 players in the league.
Yeah.
You have a chance to grab the market right now.
I'm hoping. I'm really hoping. I mean, we got to get off to a hot start. I think we will. Coach Q brings that pedigree that, you know, he's got four cups, I think, including Colorado. I mean, he's just going to – he's got all the experience in the world. Goaltending, you touched on everything. I was listening to you guys on the way in, too. And we just got to go out and perform. But you're right. I mean, Huberto, I think, at the Player Media Tour, Chrissy from our PR team was with him, and Patrick Kane told him he thinks he's the most underrated player in the league now. Barkov's, in my opinion, a top five player in the NHL. Bob is the best goalie available. You know, he's won the Vezina a few times. I think we have some legit superstars. We really do. The problem is they're so modest that you never really get to, you know, they're not out there. They're not doing all this stuff to put the spotlight on themselves because they're very modest individuals. But that's why they're such good teammates too.
So how do we get Barkov to have more of your makeup?
Yeah, you don't want my makeup, believe me.
He's like, shoot it, man. Yeah, shoot it. That was a beautiful pass, but shoot it, bro.
I'll tell you what, when I got the privilege of practicing with him when like 18 other guys were hurt and I got to even be on his line for a hot second in practice, it was amazing what he can do with the puck and how smart he is. I'd look up and I didn't know which way I was going, and he was already there waiting for the pass. He's truly a remarkable player with unlimited intelligence on the ice.
Is that instant, like, for him? Because we talked about him, and he just doesn't get enough credit in this town. And part of it's his own problem because he's so, like, he just looks like one of the guys. Like, even when he was named a captain, I go, are you sure this guy's going to be, like, I don't know how he's going to be as a captain. He's just.
It's funny, though. I sat beside him for 3 years in the locker room. I brought him over to my side of the room, and I wanted to sit beside him. I wanted to get to know him. He's actually hilarious. Yeah, very quiet, dry wit. You have to be around him enough to see it. But, yeah, when you're just talking to him like this, it doesn't come out of him. But he'd probably walk away and say some smart-ass comment that he's that type of guy. He's actually really funny.
This now sounds stupid. Does he know how good he is? Does he go like, I mean, you got to be with somebody and go, I'm as good as anybody in this league, but I got to play this.
He does, but he'd never say it. He would never say it. But he's lucky that, you know, all 22 of his teammates say it to everybody.
They get it. Yeah, right.
They tell everybody. They whenever he's something happens, they're the first ones to praise him to everyone. They really know that he's maybe the best player.
We got to let
there.
Trocheck's personality. Yeah. Like, everybody can be like Trocheck.
Trocheck's
I like
the
way I look.
He's got
I
some
like
swagger.
The way
yeah,
I
he
am.
Always
yeah.
has. He always has.
Mix and match and yeah. make one, two
yeah,
players
exactly.
again. So, all right, we know about ownership. They'll do whatever it takes to win. We've heard about it for years, spending money on players than they did in the offseason. We know the young team is now a veteran team. The young guys are not 2 years in the league now. But the dynamic of putting Coach Q and Dale Tallon back together as one mind to make this team and make this organization better. You've been around hockey for a while. You know both guys.
Yeah, Q has one of my rings. That mother.
So, all right, so you know it personally. How much of that is going to be something we don't see, obviously, on the ice every day, but when it's running this organization, when it's putting this team together, from juniors up, whatever it is, how much of that is going to be a positive for this
team? Yeah, and it's not to take away from the guys we've had in the past. We've had some great coaches. Dale's been here for a long time. You know, Q definitely has that he's very professional. He has that pedigree. He's won. Nobody can question any of his – guys are going to buy in right away, whether – sometimes when coaches come in and they have new philosophies, there might be I'm not sure with this, I'm not sure with that. With him, you can't doubt him. This is what it takes to win. I've been on teams where that, you know, that culture is created from within, and it looks like he'll be creating it from the top down.
When you have that reputation and that resume, he can get away with stuff that the other guys can't get away with, right?
Yes.
You're like, dude, I don't know if yours can work. Like, what's your track record? I played for Don Shula, man. He said something. You're like, well. Had a friggin' undefeated team not too long ago. I'm gonna go with it.
It's Belichick. I mean,
Belichick.
Yeah, some of the stuff that I'm not sure everyone loves it, but nobody's gonna question it. You want six rings? You do it
if you're winning.
So let me ask. That's an interesting because we got Belichick and the Brady Bunch coming to town.
Oh yeah.
So Belichick does a certain way, and then he's got all these coaches, and we got a batch of them now that have been in the Belichick thing, and they try to do the same things and. Doesn't work, right? And he's got coaches everywhere. Most of them haven't worked out. How do you explain that? Even though they've been around him, they've seen the Belichick way. They try to copy a lot of this stuff, although he can get away with things they can't because, again, the resume is different. Yep. How do you explain that?
I think it's probably the personnel with it. I mean, Tommy Brady.
It is with this case.
Tommy Brady's bought in. He has been. He believes in that, the Patriot way, they call it, and if Belichick's saying it, if Brady's saying it, if Julian's saying it, if they're all saying it.
Pretty good start right there with those guys.
Yeah, I've been on teams where the captains and the assistants they're on the same page. This is how we do things. And the people that are coming in, I won't call them fringe players, but the new players coming in, you have to buy in or else you're out. So, you know, I don't know the Dolphins locker room at all. I have no idea. But
We don't either. We're learning it, man. We're learning right now. So.
But I've been in the Patriots one a little bit, and I've known those guys a little bit, and it's just their culture because they've bought in from the players. The core has bought in as well.
So we'll ask you the million-dollar hot topic everybody's been talking about for the last few weeks from Oakland and now to New England, a kid from Miami. His name's Antonio Brown.
Yes.
How's that going to work out there? Randy Moss worked.
Yep.
Does this work? Your gut feeling, just as a fan.
We will see. As a fan, because I am – I shouldn't say this.
No,
this
you
series.
Are. No,
I'm
no,
a Patriots
I know that.
Fan.
No,
I mean,
it's fine. It's okay. Oh, no, you showed your colors, and that's fine. Great front runner that you are. Go ahead. Yeah. No, go ahead.
I just jumped on the bandwagon like 4 rings ago. I said,
loaded about 40,000 going to the game this week. Don't worry.
This is the time. No, you know, I think it will, but, again, who knows. But I've heard the stories of Randy Moss, you know, walking in the locker room, hat down, and all of a sudden, Bill comes in and is just ripping Tom Brady. He's like, oh, boy, if Tommy's right. getting ripped, I mean.
Anyone can.
Anyone
right.
can.
But that's
start
pretty,
to
that's
slightly
pretty,
sit up straight.
Yeah. You know. That's pretty brilliant, though. They're going, holy smokes, Brady's a grace of all time, and Belichick's letting him have it in front of everybody. Tom's not happy. Man, I'm done. I mean, it's going to happen. Right, everybody's
it's
open.
It's coming. At some point, it's
Edelman,
coming.
What was hell was that route? What the hell is that? You don't do that.
Yeah.
No one's safe in a locker room if Tom Brady's not safe in a locker room.
Hey, man, Sean, we got to do this more. I've heard, I haven't been with you before, but everybody at Station Rays, we got to get you on more, if you don't mind.
You let me know.
We get you more in the 560 rotation here.
Whatever you need.
I like
here
when
for you
Sean
guys.
Comes into the studio debuting new beers.
Yeah.
That was nice. That
we have day. Another one coming this year.
Perfect.
So,
come in studio.
With Funky Buddha. We'll bring
that's
it down.
It. That's it. That's
are you
a deal.
Are you part of the Funky Buddha team, too,
yeah,
of
yeah,
all those
I,
crazy
I,
beers?
I helped create the one that we did last year, and then we had a brainstorm in the summer. We're going to do gloves off round two coming up
they're
this season.
They're great guys,
so,
man.
We'll bring down some round two for you to sip on it.
Funky Buddha Brothers, I call them.
Great day for me. I mean, I get to drink beer at 8 in the morning. It's my job.
Hey, me too. Oh, that was nice that morning.
I've taken Uber home a couple of times from that little Oakland location there.
Where two of us.
My wife goes, are you drunk? Well, no, I just been there all day, and right. I was just looking
Nine
at
hours.
Her.
Yeah,
anyway, hey, thank you so much, Sean.
Thanks
really
for having
appreciate
me, guys.
Sean Thornton, 20-year VP of Business Operations. Wonder we never did get to his title. Anyway, we got to take a quick break. Dan Fouts expected to join us when we come back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
We could be either going to San Diego.
Right.
We could be going to Oregon out in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
Or he could be here in South Florida.
Well, I'm going to guess you're probably right on one of those three. Dan Fouts joins us right now. 32 years of broadcasting.
Damn, Dan.
10 years working with Ian Eagle. I'm actually kind of jealous of that. We love Ian here for the NFL and CBS. Dan, thank you so much for your time this morning. Welcome to the show.
Out of the middle of nowhere, huh? Yeah, well, that's where I am.
Hey, I think it was last year, the year before, you had your wife and you guys were showing me the pictures. You back up to, like, all this state land or government land. I'm like, Dan, like, I mean, everybody likes privacy, man. You've taken it to a new level, man. You ever want to get back closer into a city or no shot?
I do every Sunday, Joe. Come on.
That's a good point. All right, that's fair enough. Hey, Dan, want to ask you, so obviously you've had a chance to see and hear all the comments of what a 59-10 loss looks like, seven touchdown loss. What were your thoughts, and as you get ready for this one, how do you treat it with this roster?
Well, you hope that history will repeat itself and the Dolphins will upset the Patriots in Miami again, as they've done so many times the last couple of years. So this is going to be a test, though. There's no question, and there's no sugarcoating it, obviously. You're playing against the best team in football right now in the a dynastic team in the Patriots. And if you look back at their last two games, the Super Bowl and then last, against the Steelers, you see their defense has given up just 6 points, a couple of field goals.
Jeez,
and when you hold down a Rams offense to 3 points in a Super Bowl, and then you open the season holding Roethlisberger to 3 points, all the talk on New England's about Brady and this great offense, but that defense is turning into something else.
Well, Dan, that's what I'm afraid of also, that Brady and the offense, after all that points scored last week by Baltimore, and now possibly, and I say possibly with a exclamation point at the end, Antonio Brown joining that offense there in New England. It's kind of scary looking at that offense, but even more scary if Antonio Brown does and is able to join that offense.
Yeah, there's no question. That's going to be the interesting thing is where do they – plug him in, because you would think that he would take Philip Dorsett's spot, but Dorsett had a good game last weekend against the Steelers, and of course Josh Gordon is such a physical force, and Edelman is going to catch his, and don't forget about James White out of the backfield and Rex Burkhead. So Brady is dealing without Gronkowski, and nobody's saying, boy, they really miss Gronkowski, don't they? Well, they don't miss him because of the creativity of Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick and the execution of Tom Brady.
Dan, we've all had a chance to play with some wackos and guys that have had serious issues, especially when we were playing. You ever seen anything like this Antonio Brown story, going from the Raiders to helmet and feet and pouting and contract? He's a little different bird, man. What's been your take watching this story?
It's just surprising, every time you turn around, but not totally surprising when you look at his history and histrionics, if you will. But you were talking about wackos. I thought you were talking about your career at Cal.
No. Yes. Hey, you know, I think you get a hall pass Berkeley in the 70s. You know what? I've just kind of thought that was all part of the normal thing. So I got to tell you, Kim Bocamper and I were just talking about you actually on a bus on the game, and we're talking about Chuck Muncy, and who's no longer with us, but we still, and Bo says it too, it makes me feel better, San Jose State guy, still one of the greatest football players that guy, what he put himself through, his physical talent. Where does he rank for you for having Chuck Muncy in that great offense you had?
Well, I never played with anybody quite like him. Such a great guy that he had some demons in his personal life. But on Sundays, when you turn around and hand him the ball, there's a vacuum that goes right by you. And then he's on his way. Tremendous physical specimen, tough guy, and really a great teammate. So we miss Chuck dearly. But again, you know, he was a product of the 70s, as you know, there in Berkeley. And
I ended up in his dorm room a couple of times during camp. I can't lie to you, Dan. I think I know what you're talking about.
That's a scary situation.
Got a little smoky in there from time to time. You know, I'm not getting into all that. Hey, real quickly, too, as we look at it's incredible. Dan, in this game now, this has been going on for almost two decades, and speaking of the whole situation going on, the Patriots playing in the same system, same free agency, same amount of money allowed for every team, have been able to dominate this long. It's incredible what they've done. I know sometimes fans get on me and call me an ass kisser of the Patriots, but what they've been able to do, Dan, you've been around this league a long time. Different guys at different positions, except Brady and Belichick, have been the same. What's your thoughts on what we've seen for almost two decades with that group?
Well, it is remarkable. There's no question. And you mentioned the two most important guys, the head coach and the quarterback. I mean, Tom Brady's 42, 43 years old. It's incredible. And you know, Belichick, for whatever you want to say about him, I mean, he may go down as the greatest coach of all time. And I know I'm talking to the Miami folks who, you know, had the winningest coach of all time, and Don Shula, who I respect and really appreciate what he accomplished. But what's going on in New England, the stability that they have is really remarkable. And it doesn't seem like it's changed. And as I said, the focus now will become more on that defense without really a defensive coordinator for the last two seasons, it appears. But the guy behind the curtain, if you will, is Belichick.
Dan, have a good call on Sunday here.
Thanks, Dan.
In Miami. Appreciate
we'll see you in a couple days, buddy. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you. Thanks.
All right, Dan Fouts. Eric Coryell, man.
I
could talk to him.
Stats.
It'd be so much fun to talk about playing on a great offense and that game that the game of the 80s.
Right, right.
Which we lost. Wow, those were fun. And he had some great – you talk about a loaded team.
What are Dan's stats be like in today's game? He threw for 4,800 yards when there were no rules for the quarterbacks.
Yeah, he got knocked around. That's when guys like, all right, man, your career, like, yeah, I've taken
plenty of hits.
You're
not going to last too long.
Not gonna last. But, yeah, those old games were fun from with all those shootouts when he was in his prime and throwing to, God, I forget, Jefferson and Chandler Winslow and Muncy. I mean, they were just absolutely –
pretty good teams.
Absolutely loaded.
Week 2 of the NFL and CBS will include exciting games like KC in Oakland and New England here in Miami. Catch all the action this Sunday, starting with the other pregame show on CBS Sports Network at 8 a.m., followed by the NFL Today, CBS at noon.
All right, so we got out of the studio today.
We did.
I know the bosses are probably listening. We don't miss you. We're glad we're out today. And I guess we'll be back in tomorrow for a little football Friday.
That's right.
Continue on with our high school stuff, college stuff, and pro stuff, including a doubleheader at Hard Rock on Saturday and on Sunday with all the good high school football around it and stuff. So we'll have plenty of stuff for you. Listen, the Panthers weren't able to get a lot of guests today, but I'll tell you, the coffee was outstanding.
Well, there you go.
Best coffee.
I actually made that coffee.
Honestly?
Yeah.
It was good.
Wow.
It came out of a machine. I just put the stuff in it.
You just said how excellent the coffee was, and then Hollywood said he made it, and you're like, yeah, it was good. I think that was a little shot at Hollywood.
Never done coffee before. It was the first time.
Look at that.
what's over there, and there's a bunch. I couldn't drink it all, but I sure did give it a damn good shot today.
You want to put it in your bag, take it home, that
little
box?
No. Sure. But everything was good. Anyway, thanks for being with us, man. As we'll find out how these Florida Panthers are going to look this year. It'll be fun, and we got a lot more stuff. Lebby and Stu Gotts coming up next here on Sports Radio 560. Have a great day, everybody.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.